From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Now some of your comments on yesterday's program. Hopkins Holmberg of Concord, Massachusetts, thought we focused too much on one aspect of the New York Times story that linked Republican presidential candidate John McCain with a female lobbyist, a report that included anonymous sources. Mr. Holmberg writes, "The Times featured McCain's touting his ethical properness, and that invites inspection of his record. The closeness with a lobbyist and the Keating 5 issue both merited inspection. On some delicate issues, people are unwilling to be identified, but we should not suppress the news because the sources don't want to be identified." Ben Hawes of Mancos, Colorado, didn't like the use of the phrase "downscale women" to refer to a demographic that might favor Hillary Clinton. "I'm assuming your reporter means working-class women or blue-collar women, terms which have a relatively neutral cast. Why not simply use those? Downscale has connotations of lower worth or quality to my ear, and I'm sure I'm not alone. Please don't insult those who have not yet achieved the upscale lifestyle of your reporters." Nicholas Bratton of Seattle enjoyed Robert Siegel's interview with Dan Ariely. Ariely is a behavioral economist whose new book is called Predictably Irrational. Mr. Bratton writes, "His description of the subject recalled a heated argument I had with my microeconomics professor in graduate school on my first day of class. I was convinced that people often make economic choices for weird reasons that aren't captured by classical economic theory. Now that I know there's an entire body of research devoted to this idea, I'm going to buy a copy of Dr. Ariely's book and send it to my economics professor." Finally, we reported on the demise of the music magazine No Depression, which prompted this comment from Patty Peltakos of Belleville, Wisconsin. "I'm sorry to hear this magazine is going out of print, although I'd never heard of it before your interview with the publisher," she writes. "They are right about long-form journalism. It does not lend itself to the web, no matter what web literature proponents say. The physical, tactile experience of reading on a computer screen is not and never will be the same as reading ink on paper." We'll read comments off the screen, and then we'll put them on paper. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click Contact Us at the top of the page. Please don't forget to tell us where you live and how we should pronounce your name.